everyone, it's me, Coralie, and welcome to my podcast, Coralie's Anxieties.
Good morning. So we've been away for a week, went on a little camping trip, me and my son. We were out with some really good friends, actually, and it's a place we go to, tend to go to every year. Sorry, I'm congested. Sometimes I think it's the house I live in, because camping, I wasn't congested. I come home 24 hours later, my sinuses are dripping and oozing. I think it's just an old building. It probably has mold in it. Yeah, kind of getting tired of it. Anyways, I've just been... The thing about being out camping, it kind of gave me a chance to really realize what's been going on over the last year or two. We went on a hike. So it was probably an hour and a half round trip. Drizzled when we started going up. Then it poured. There was, what, 5 kids, 2 adults? And, well, Nathan's a teenager, but the other 4 were under the teenage marker, 2 being very close to it. But like I said to them, this is an epic trip. This is, you'll never forget this hike because it's raining. If it was sunny and warm, you'd be like, oh, God, it's so hot, I don't want to do this. But the fact that it was pouring rain and we soaked, it's really made for a good conversation, a good story, and a good memory. And that had me thinking. You know, over the last 4 years, if I go back 4 years ago, I had a routine I actually really enjoyed. There were certain days I went to the gym. Usually I would take Nathan to school, drop him off, go straight to the gym, do my hour and a half workout, come home, get ready for whatever it I have to do for the day. But when we entered into this thing that we all went through, that slowly diminished because of booking schedules and times to actually get into the gym. Now, here in the winter when it's cold and rainy, I don't necessarily want to be outside in the wet and the cold. I'd rather actually be in the cold and the snow than in the a little bit warmer weather, pouring rain. To me, that doesn't seem like much fun. But it did have me thinking going up this hike in the rain, how good my body felt, how good I felt. And it really made me reflect on these things. So the last 12 months, due to the restrictions that our leaders in our country did and made it even harder to get to a gym, much easier to get to the liquor store, but really hard to get into the gym to make yourself feel better. I miss that. And I've kind of stopped meditating. And it's almost like I fell into a bit of a fog. And this hike kind of made me realize these are the things that make you who you are and make you feel better about yourself. Now, where's this going, Coralie? Well, there are a lot of people talking, our spiritual leaders talking about how we're moving into the 5D Earth from the 3D Earth. And that is about raising our vibration collectively. And a lot of them say not everybody's going to go to a 5D Earth, which I suppose, because each soul has its own journey. But it's almost like what they've done, if this is a planned pandemic, or if it just happened by nature or by chance, I'm very skeptical on that. And I have been for some time, and I'm pretty sure I've reflected that in many of my other shows. But it seems like people are waking up at a much alarming rate. We see the Dutch farmers now protesting Sri Lanka. They've burned the president's building, stormed the Capitol. There's a video on whatever news station that was of these people swimming in the pool in this air-conditioned building where their president would be. But it's almost like this whole thing and this Klaus Schwab bullshit, the WEF, the Great Reset, is to lower our vibration. And this one thing this hike did was made me realize, well, wait, I was on a much higher vibrational path before the pandemic, and it slowly diminished during the pandemic. Even to the point now, a year since I've been into the gym, I'm starting to realize, like, whoa, my body actually needs those hikes, and it needs to be in nature. I need to get my vibration back to where it once was and not living in this dark, depressed, whatever it was, or whatever it is I'm going through as a soul, as a human. So that hike did really something wonderful. And being in nature, my sinuses cleared up. Here I come home, my sinuses are post-nasal drip, giving me a hard time again. To get back out, to get back into the gym, to get back to those things that matter, like yoga and meditation. It's almost like they didn't want us to do any of this. Stay home, drink. That's what most of us did in that time frame. A lot of people are starting to get back out and move around and do what they have to do, but maybe it just took me a little bit longer to wake up. I don't know. I haven't watched the news in months. Something I've said before, I'm not going to watch the news anymore. I'm kind of fed up with it. But I actually watched the news the other night and I was like, holy shit, the world has gone crazy. There was actually, and I don't remember this, and I've been trying to remember, and I was trying to look it up, and it just seems how information kind of disappears at certain times. But trying to look up, I guess, a prophet or a spiritual leader that said there was going to be a revolution on the planet, and it would actually start in the Northern Hemisphere, i.e. Canada, and it would bring about change globally for the people in a much better way, or potentially. And I have to wonder if the trucker strike in Ottawa isn't the catalyst to that. And we've seen, not always in the mainstream media, at least what they portray in the mainstream media is always a negative connotation towards the protesters in other countries, like the Dutch farmers and the things going on in Sri Lanka. Albania is another place. And, you know, kind of listening to this and kind of, okay. It's almost like these people have woken up to see what's really going on. And there's so much hate and talk about the WEF. And I have to wonder, like, if you understand the history of the WEF, how we ended up on or not using a gold standard, and how the US dollar became the marker for currencies globally, or the majority of countries. You know, that's at the same point in 1971 when all these other things started to happen, getting Saudi Arabia with OPEC to use the US dollar to use that as a marker for the cost of a barrel of oil, which pretty much catalysts the US dollar as the currency globally, or at least those countries that were willing to participate with that and buy those oils from OPEC. The WEF was born at the same time. It doesn't seem like a coincidence. It just seems like it was intent. Let's get rid of the gold standard, and we can have credit cards now because we can print money however we want, which will just make more people wealthier, which I don't necessarily have a problem with. I do have a problem with the abuse. We have a pandemic. Oh, it came from a market in China. Well, I mean, let's face it, when this all started, there's these two labs, level four labs, that literally do what this pandemic has been created from. And those that actually believe it was from a Chinese wet market, I'm sorry, you're delusional. How it came out of those Wuhan labs is debatable. And I'm sure the world will never know the truth. But to have us put into a holding pattern for 24 months or longer almost gives the elites power to have their agenda of this build back better and this global reset. And now we're seeing the backlash from the people. It's actually a scary time for most of us. One of the things they're doing, and I don't know if any of you paid attention to this, is banning... Well, first off, we have a fertilizer shortage, which is a big issue. But you have countries like Albania banning nitrate fertilizers, which in return, the farmers can't make a living because they're only producing a percentage, a very small percentage of their total yields. And their price to do business is so much higher. They need to be closer to 100% yield in their crops. Being at 50% or lower leaves them broke. So when the farmer goes broke, what happens? The easiest thing to do to save yourself is to sell your land. Well, who's there in the wind waiting to buy up the land? Mr. Gates. It's kind of... The whole thing for me is just really alarming. Like, whoa. is this really happening? And try not to watch the regular media to see this. It's just, it's mind-blowing. So going back to my hike, it really brought clarity. I think being out in nature really brought clarity. It goes back to my basis of things I enjoy, appreciate about being human, about being on our planet. Raising my own vibration, trying to raise the vibration of my kids by showing them other ways to do things. Even though we have all this negativity going on and we have these nefarious events, whether you want to read into it or not, and then being called, well, in many cases, people that are looking at this are called conspiracy theorists. And I don't even think it's about being called a conspiracy theorist. It's more about, you know, if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, you can't say it's a bird or can't say it's a fish. I guess a duck is a bird. It just seems like it's mind-boggling, actually. But I think the thing, I guess where I'm going with this is that for my own personal journey, really trying to get away from, you know, staying home on the couch watching TV and having drinks and locked in a home, which I think I'm the one having trouble, me personally, getting away from that and getting out of it and getting back into society. Now, the whole pandemic, I didn't live in fear. I still don't live in fear over COVID. Had it, it wasn't that bad. Might have had it multiple times. Only once did I test positive. But going back and doing the things I enjoy. So today is the first time, and this is my own fault, in the last 12 months, I've taken the mountain bike out. Now, I'm not going to go mountain biking. I'm not going to go into the bush, cut trails, do some downhill. My body's not in condition to do that. So I'm just going to go for a nice light street ride, kind of find some trails that are level and flat, and get back to those things that are important to me. Being in nature, meditating, bringing that vibration back up, not living in fear, or I don't even think I've lived in fear. I think I've just been kind of living on pause. And I think most of the world's been living on pause. And as we see things change, my fear is that we're going to go through, and they keep telling us this, we're going to go through an epic food shortage. Well, of course we're going to go through a food shortage if, you know, one elite's buying up all the land, or that elite and his buddies, and not farming that land. And that's the scary thing. We'll buy up all the land, but we're not going to farm it. We'll just let it turn back into nature. Or we'll farm it for crops that are needed for big business to do better, like corn for the oil and gas world. And you have a president that's made, I don't know if it's law, what would you call it? Instead of using 10% ethanol in fuel, they want 30%. Most cars can't run on 30% ethanol. It will wreck the motors. Some of the newer vehicles can handle it. It's a hell of a way to clean out a bunch of cars and force everybody into electric. Yet electric isn't a viable option for most people, and our power grid can't handle if everybody was on electric, or you have to be able to afford it. So those with less, I don't know what they're going to do, ride bikes, put horses back in the street, I don't know. That's a different conversation. So it'll be interesting to sit on the fence and watch. And I think my biggest concern is making sure I have the food and a roof over the head for me and my people. But in order to do that, I think getting back in nature, more meditation, more exercise, feeling better. I've always been fairly good about healthy food choices. As of late, it's been not so good. I think that's part of the whole thing I've gone through over the last 12 months. And it's probably why I've been really lax about the podcast, because I don't want to be doing negative podcasts and talking about conspiracy theorist shit. The trucker strike in Ottawa, what's going on with the Dutch farmers, which I'm very aware of. But I think the catalyst for that was the Canadian truckers. And I don't think the Canadian truckers are done. I think they're just being a little bit more strategic on how they deal with the Canadian government. They've done some rallies outside of Ottawa. They've had a lot bigger support, a lot more growth in that movement. Even those that don't agree with it. I think, really need to pay attention to what's been going on globally. A global reset is only good for a couple of people. The rest of us, it's not. In 10 years, we might all be working 7 days a week just to make ends meet, just to get food. And some of those naysayers might be scared. Oh, how did this happen? Well, it happened because we allowed it to happen. So we allowed them to take our power away. It happened because we forgot who and what we were. And that's immortal beings having a human experience. We should all be high vibrational people. We should all be striving for better unity amongst the population, not division. The world leaders want division. They're going to continue to keep division by keeping us scared. Bill Gates has already talked about how many more pandemics are we going to have. He's talked about, the next pandemic's probably just right around the corner. He's probably right, because he probably actually knows when the next pandemic is going to launch and exactly what it's going to be called, because it's preconceived. At least my view in the media and these world leaders is exactly that. It's preconceived. Now, what just happened with the current pandemic might not have been intentional. It may have been accidental. But obviously, a few very key figures in world power seized the opportunity to bring about an agenda or start to force an agenda down that they've talked about since 1971. We knew in 1971 that we had a weather crisis. Where did this part of the conversation come from, Coralie? Well, it's very simple. A lot of the actions that are being taken by the WEF today are climate-based, so they say in the media. We need to get rid of nitrogen in our soil because it's actually creating greenhouse gases. We need to get people eating insects and more vegetables because livestock creates greenhouse gases. Same with the automotive sector. But stopping immediately, putting everybody's vibration low by scaring and scare tactics, is propaganda. And we've seen that in World War II with Goebbels and the Nazi war machine. And that's kind of where we're at right now. But just saying that's it, no more gas cars, no more nitrogen fertilizer. The world isn't prepared for that change so quickly. We're already seeing a huge problem with manufacturing, with getting supplies that we readily could have got before. Now, some items we're complaining we can't get are actually luxury items. Well, you know what? We don't all need luxury items. We only need a few things as humans. We need a good connection with nature, a good connection with the people and community around us, shelter, warmth, or cool, depending on the weather you're in. I wouldn't want to be in Europe right now, but BC went through this same weather experience or experiment last year, even though we're a little bit seasonally cool this year. And food. One of the things I've always been alarmed at is that when I was a kid growing up, my grandma's had big gardens. My mom had a big garden. She didn't work it like her mom did, or like my dad's mom did. But at least we had gardens. Now we're building homes in a way that there's no yard, so there's no room for a garden except for maybe a few pots. So it forces us to buy our food from a store, from a conglomerate. And many times, a multi-billion dollar conglomerate. Now we've put all our eggs in one basket, and shit's hit the fan. Now I think it's time that humans embrace each other, love each other for our differences, try to raise our vibration collectively, to raise the vibration on the planet, to stop these elitists from having these powers. So maybe me going for that hike when I went camping, clear sinuses, clear head. Yeah, there was drinking, because that's what you do when you go camping a lot of times. But it was those moments, hiking in the rain with my son and the other people, enjoying the moment and appreciating how valuable life is on Earth. And it really had me back to thinking about what's happened over the last 24 months and even my poor life choices, smoking, alcohol. I can change that for me. I can't change it for you, but I can change it for me. And maybe that's a step in the right direction, changing it for me. Getting back in tune with my own soul, with nature, good health, better food choices, just collectively better choices, and not allowing the last 24 months to shape my future. I know this podcast has kind of been all over the place. It seems that way, but there's a narrative there all the way through. Maybe it's my own spiritual awakening. Maybe it's me connecting back with myself. I don't know. I don't know where the future goes, but I know in the next 15 minutes, I'm going to jump on my mountain bike and go get some fresh air. And I think that's something I'm going to do a lot more of. Getting back to the gym. For somebody that was going to the gym 3 and 4 and 5 times a week to stop going, yeah, I fell prey to the nonsense. But now I'm aware of it, and it's time for change. Anyways, everyone, thanks for listening. Peace, love, namaste.